Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 18, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. CFPB proposes rule to end bank overdraft loophole for large banks. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, has proposed a rule to curb excessive overdraft fees charged by large financial institutions. Trustus Transfer integrates Apple Pay and Google Pay. UK-based mobile payment system Trustus Transfer has added Apple Pay and Google Pay to its payments platform. DMI announces the acquisition of Zest Money. Financial services platform DMI Group has announced the acquisition of digital customer onboarding and servicing system Zest Money. Google Wallet adds support for over 40 more banks. Google Wallet has added support for Venmo cards in addition to expanding its network to about 40 more banks. Brightwell partners with Visa. US-based fintech Brightwell has partnered with Visa in order to enable payouts to bank accounts and wallets around the world, through the use of Visa Direct. Nova Credit and Creditinfo join forces. Nova Credit has collaborated with Creditinfo to help Ukrainians gain access to the necessary financial services needed to rebuild their lives abroad. Synchrony's browser extension optimizes online checkout. US-based Synchrony has tested a browser extension that prompts users at checkout to use a Synchrony credit card and provides a virtual one for that purchase. Virgin Atlantic partners with Sellpoint Digital for payment orchestration. UK-based Virgin Atlantic Airlines and its affiliated tour operator, Virgin Atlantic Holidays, have partnered with Sellpoint Digital, a payment solutions provider for the airline industry. Apple to enable external payments for apps. Apple has initiated the opening of its U.S. App Store to enable external payment options after the Supreme Court's response to its appeal for an antitrust suit. Clearant by Explore launches new mobile application. US-based payment processor Clearant by Explore has launched its new mobile payment solution, Explore Pay Mobile, allowing merchants to accept transactions worldwide. Linworks partners with Lightspeed Commerce. E-commerce inventory and order management software Linworks has partnered with Lightspeed Commerce in order to provide customers with a global EPOS integration. EU tightens AML rules for crypto and luxury markets. The European Union has reached a provisional deal to improve how national authorities collaborate to combat money laundering. Fingerprints launches Smart Enroll. Fingerprint Cards AB has announced the launch of Smart Enroll, a simple and reusable enrollment device for biometric payment cards. Finbox and Capital now partner to speed up digital onboarding. India-based fintech Finbox has enabled a faster digital onboarding experience for digital lender Capital now in addition to supercharging bank statement analysis. Excel KKR to acquire American Express as Certify. Private equity firm Excel KKR has announced its agreement with American Express to acquire as Certify, a wholly owned subsidiary of the company. Coinbase faces SEC scrutiny in crypto securities case. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has been scrutinized by a federal judge in Manhattan and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Vereenvoud Bank invests in Dutch BNPL firm Billink. Germany's Vereenvoud Bank has invested $29.5 million in Dutch buy now pay later fintech Billink. Latin American payment startup Pomelo raises $40 million. Pomelo, an Argentinian payments infrastructure firm, has raised $40 million in a Series B funding round led by VC Kaushik. Nio moves out of the red. Nio, the Barcelona-based cross-border payments and FX fintech, has reached profitability 3 years after launch. Yuhishi acquires Eft International. In a significant move for the African fintech ecosystem, Yuhishi International has acquired 100% of Eft Corporation Limited, EFT Corp, from parent Lloyda Transaction Services, LXS, a Pan-African payment solutions and financial switching provider. Fingerprints releases reusable enrollment device for biometric payment cards. World-leading biometrics company Fingerprint Cards AB, Fingerprints, today announces the launch of Smart Enroll, a simple and reusable enrollment device for biometric payment cards. Plum launches Spend Tracker for smarter budgeting. Plum, the smart money app, has added a new spend tracker to help customers with their budgeting plans. Circumvention of identity controls accounted for 42% of Bank Secrecy Act reports. The U.S. saw around 1.6 million Bank Secrecy Act, BSA, reports in 2021 tied to the exploitation of identity processes during account creation, account access, and transaction processing, indicating $212 billion in suspicious activity. Hawk AI hires HSBC vet Shearer. German reg tech Hawk AI has brought in HSBC compliance veteran Michael Shearer as chief solution officer. Real-time money movement, dispelling the myths and embracing the opportunities. Real-time money movement, RTMM, is gaining traction worldwide. Report. Open banking market in Arab states to reach $1.17 BLN. Turkey-based consultancy company Red_Mad_Robot has published a report which forecasts a 25% annual growth for the open banking market in Arab countries until 2029. Sainsbury's to withdraw from banking. Sainsbury's has announced its decision to wind down its banking businesses and offer financial products through third parties, focusing on its core retail operations. WealthArc and ZeroLink launch AI-powered chat service. WealthArc has joined forces with ZeroLink to create WealthArc AI and Analytics, a new service allowing users to chat with their wealth data using natural language. Obligo partners with BNY Mellon. Obligo has announced its partnership with BNY Mellon through the bank's Ascent program in order to digitize the rental experience for property managers. Yuhishi improves its fintech presence with EFT Corp acquisition. Banking as a service, BaaS, and embedded finance enabler Yuhishi has acquired EFT Corp to expand its fintech presence in Africa. Billink raises 29.5 million euros. Netherlands-based BNPL fintech Billink has raised 29.5 million euros from the German Varengold Bank. Pomelo raises $40 million in Series B funding round. Argentina-based payments infrastructure company Pomelo has announced that it raised $40 million in a Series B funding round. Kiln completes a $17 million funding round. France-based enterprise-grade staking platform Kiln has announced the successful completion of a $17 million funding round. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.